Hello, this is Commissioner Eric Boucher from District 4, and as always, it's an honor and pleasure to deliver these messages to the public and keep you abreast on what's going on. This recording is about summertime. Summertime is here, kids are graduating, it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Carroll County has plenty of it, and you should enjoy it as best you can. So I'm going to get out a list of a lot of things for us to do this summer and have fun. First off is Art in the Park, Saturday, June 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Carroll County Arts Council has partnered with the City of Westminster for four decades to present this annual outdoor cultural festival that is held the first Saturday in June on the beautiful grounds of Westminster City Hall. This event features fine art and craft displays by accomplished local and regional artists. It attracts a loyal and large audience of art enthusiasts, which I am one of them, so get out there and enjoy yourself. Bring the kids for a free craft activity to inspire the artists in them. They are future artists, and take them to an event like this will be helpful. There's also food trucks and live music to round out this family-friendly outdoor event, and it'll be at 1830 Emerald Hill Lane in Westminster, and that's the city park. So look forward to seeing you there. Also, we have on June 11th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., the Carroll County Celtic Festival. Join us for a day of music, fun, food, heavy athletics, bagpipes, music, workshops, demonstrations, children's activities, artisans, whiskey tasting. Kids can't taste the whiskey, though. And a tea party. Bring your entire family for the celebration of all things Celtic. Admission for the adults 16 to 64 is $15 in advance, $20 at the gate. Children 8 to 15, $9 in advance, $14 at the gate. Ages 65 and older or 7 and younger are free. So get out there for that event. And that will be held at the Carroll County Ag Center over there next to the Farm Museum. Visit the Ag Center for that event. We also have Food Truck Sunday Fun Day, June 12th, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. The admission is free. Join us for Food Truck Sunday Fun Day, noon to 5, Sunday, June 12th, featuring tons of food and beverage, ranging from finger foods and frozen drinks to gourmet sandwiches and barbecue. Admission is free. So get out there. It's a lot of fun. That's at the Carroll County Farm Museum. We also have the Westminster Beer and Barbecue Stroll, June 18th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Enjoy a tasting of local brews at this sip, shop, and stroll event as Main Street transforms into a beer market with samples, beer-related vendors, and great barbecue. I don't drink, but I'm all about the food. And those of you that also don't drink, team up with some friends of yours. They can drink and have fun, and you'll be their designated driver and also be their hero. We don't want anyone to get a DUI out of this event, and we definitely want to keep our fellow citizens safe. So keep people off the road who are drinking and driving. Volunteer to be a designated driver. There'll be live entertainment featuring Llama Bean Riot. Well, that sounds pretty exciting. I've never imagined a llama bean having a riot, but you're going to see them at this event. We are so excited to see you on Main Street. Still thinking of a gift for Dad? Spend some time with him at Beer and Barbecue Stroll for fun. Happy Father's Day surprise. Get Dad out there. I'm sure he'll like some beer and barbecue. And that event is historic downtown Westminster on Main Street. Then we have 4th of July celebrations. Of course, it's on the 4th of July, 4 p.m. The gates open till 10 p.m. Enjoy Carroll County's largest fireworks display at the Carroll County Farm Museum this 4th of July. Grounds open at 4. Fireworks going off at sunset approximately 9:30-ish, depending on the overcast and how fast the sun sets that time of the day. There will be entertainment, food, drinks, vendors, children's activities to enjoy. The admission is $5 per carload. So please stay tuned for more details. Rain date for fireworks is the 5th of July, and that's if we have rain, so pay attention to the weather. If you're interested in sponsoring this event, if you're a corporation out there, we will take donations. Please contact Dana at dwachter@carrollcountymaryland.gov or call 410-386-3899. Once again, if you're a corporation or an individual wishes to sponsor this patriotic event for the fireworks, please call Dana at 410-386-3899. Your support is greatly appreciated. It just once again shows the splendor and greatness of our county coming together for the 4th of July. Since we had suspended for COVID, we're ready to have a good time to celebrate this nation's birthday. We also have more fun family activities. Family Summer Bash is July 15th, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Join us for our family summer bash at the Carroll County Sports Complex. Pre-registration is $10 per person. Ages 2 and under are free. Admission to the event includes live music by Poison Whiskey, a beer and wine garden with cash, of course, a moon bounce obstacle course, field games for both kids and adults. It'll be quite entertaining if you're in the beer garden and then you do the obstacle course. Have a blast. They'll have a dunk tank, cornhole and horseshoes, face painting, balloon art, Kona ice, food and beverages, and more. Pre-registration is recommended. $12 per person at the gate. Rain or shine event. No refunds. All proceeds to benefit the Carroll County Park Legacy Fund. And that is at the Carroll County Sports Complex, 2225 Littlestown Pike. So that's a good event, once again, for the summertime with your children. Now, I'm going to announce one of my favorite and most exciting Carroll County events above all the other events. This one is very dear to my heart because I'm a history nerd. It's the Civil War Encampment and Living History, July 16th, 9 a.m. until July 17th at 4 p.m. Step back in time on the grounds of the Union Mills Homestead, Saturday 16th and Sunday, July 17th for a Living History and Civil War Encampment. 2 days of special events commemorate Civil War history at the actual encampment sites of Jeb Stuart's Cavalry and Sykes' Union Army 5th Corps, both stopped in this location on their way to Gettysburg. Visitors get a front row view of the Civil War military forces and the effect on civilians at the Union Mills Homestead, where both Union and Confederate forces rested before the decisive Battle of Gettysburg. Grounds will open at 9 a.m. Now, last time I was there, they had about 8 different cannons, all the cannons shot off. It is just absolutely wonderful. If you have children or grandchildren, please take them out there. There's a lot of living history of hands-on stuff where the children can put on Civil War uniforms, hold little Civil War replica guns, touch surgeon tools that the Civil War surgeons use. There's so much hands-on interaction for children at this event, and it will inspire them to do great things in their life. So make sure you put down your calendar at July 16th and 17th at Union Mills, the Civil War encampment. I cannot emphasize enough how great that event is. Also, I'm very partial to Walk in the Park. I've partnered up with the Partnership for a Healthier Carroll County and the Rec and Parks to put this together. Join us for a Walk in the Park. June 21st at 2 p.m. at Krimgold Park is our next walk. It is the fourth walk in our series of 9 different walks. And that's Krimgold Park, June 21st, 2 p.m. Join us. Partnership will be there for Life Bridge. They'll give away some bling and freebies. We get a big group photo. This is really exciting to bring your children out for a walk, teach them the importance of walking, enjoy the scenery. Krimgold is an absolutely gorgeous park. It's a 1 mile loop trail. You'll pass 4 different ponds. You see lots of wildlife, geese, ducks, groundhogs, deer, all kinds of stuff out there. And it's actually my favorite park because it's right up the street from my house. So if you can, get out there for Krimgold Park. And the next one after that will be July 21st at Freedom Park. That is in Commissioner Rothstein's district. And hopefully you'll be able to see Commissioner Rothstein there. That's another benefit to these walks. You come out to these walks with us. I will definitely be at all of them. Some of the other commissioners are coming out. Dennis Frazier has been out. Commissioner Richard Weaver has been out. And you get a chance to walk with your commissioners and have a very casual heart-to-heart conversation with them, free of any pretension or formalities. This is where you really want to meet with your commissioners and talk one-on-one with them about your concerns. So you can go to the county website at Rec and Parks, and you can print out the Walk in the Park schedule. We'd love to have you there. Also, Carroll County Rec and Parks offers the Carroll County Parks Trails Passport. Take a walk in each of the county's 12 park trails. Once you have completed your passport, you mail it in to Partnership for a Healthy Carroll County, and you get rewards for doing it. All 12 parks you have to walk to get the park passport. We'll go down the list. There's Cape Horn Park, Deer Park, Freedom Park, Gillis Falls Recreation Area, Hoshua and Bear Branch Nature Center Park, Krimgold Park, Lester Park, Bennett Kerf Park, Piney Run Park, Sandy Mount Park, Union Mills Recreation Area, and Westminster Community Pond. If you go onto the County Rec and Parks website, you can print out the information to register, and each one of these parks you go and walk to, you check them off, and you send this completed form in, and you'll be eligible for some prizes and gifts. It's just a wonderful way to enjoy the outdoors and stay healthy. I highly recommend walking, and go to the website and support our parks. Also, speaking about parks, the Hoshua Environmental Center and Bear Branch Nature Center have a tremendous amount of assets. The Hashua Environmental Center is 320 acres of park that includes 5 miles of multi-use trails. There's raptor cages. You can see an eagle, hawks, owls. There's also fishing at Lake Hashua. There's abundant wildlife. You see turkeys, you see deer, and a restored Martin Cabin homestead back in the woods. That's a wonderful experience to go out there. Plus, with the Bear Branch Nature Center, it serves the residents for over 20 years with quality, family-friendly programs, festivals, and outdoor activities. Staff members are available year-round. It includes field trips for students, organized groups, public programs, audiences, scout programs, summer camps, and birthday parties for children. There's rentals out there. You can go to the website and get information on it. The Nature Center is open 5 days a week and contains hands-on educational exhibits, live animals, and a discovery room with games, puzzles, and puppets for your young children and a library. Plus, there's Observation Beehive. There's so much stuff to do in Carroll County this summer for your children. I sincerely hope you get out there and enjoy all these assets and resources that Rec and Parks offers to our citizens throughout the county, and have an absolutely glorious summer this year with your children in the parks of Carroll County. And as always, it is a tremendous honor to serve as your Carroll County Commissioner, Commissioner Boucher. Thank you very much.